In an update on Tungar clashes released on Monday, UN OCHA said the escalation in tensions and conflict in Tungar has displaced thousands of people in the area. UN OCHA says a rapid assessment aid agencies carried out 2 days ago shows some 2,000 people fled from Tungar to Aganjok, while more than 3,000 people fled to Abujok. It says 2,000 others arrived in Adieng, which is about 25 kilometers from the Upper Nile State capital, Malakal. Speaking to this program earlier today, Mustafa Gai, the commissioner of Upper Nile State Panyikang County, said at least 27,000 people fled from Panyikang's Tungar village because of ongoing fighting there. He says the displaced are in dire need of humanitarian assistance.
When the fighting started, communities fled from Tungar town to others like Panyikang, Pakang, and Dolapeng. Their situation is so dire and they are in need of food, shelter, mosquito nets, and medicine.
The UN Children Agency's Chief of Communication, James Maiden, says the agent is saddened by the ongoing conflict in the Upper Nile region, forcing thousands of women and children to flee their homes. He says children's safety and well-being should be safeguarded at all times.
Many have walked days in the swamps and bush and leaving behind all their belongings. UNICEF teams have mobilised pre-positioned supplies to deliver services on land and on water to those most in need. Priorities being scaled up include identification and support for separated or unaccompanied children, emergency medical care, treatment and prevention of malnutrition, and access to safe water to protect lives and well-being.
Fighting intensified on August 14 and 15 in Pakwang and Fangak counties of Upper Nile State. The latest violence follows last month's fighting in Panyikang County between rival forces of General Samuel Gatwich and General Johnson Ulong, two senior commanders of a breakaway SPLM-IO faction. The two rebel leaders had a falling out in the recent months after signing an agreement with the government in Sudan. In June, the SPLM-IG and the holdout Kitgwang Agwelek forces said they began implementing the security arrangement. In 2017, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees called for an end to the conflict in South Sudan. Filippo Grande met the remarks after he visited South Sudanese refugees in the region. Grande said a long period of exile lies ahead for South Sudanese refugees fleeing the violence, noting that over a million South Sudanese refugees have fled to neighboring countries. The UN Refugees Agency says more than 417,000 South Sudanese refugees are sheltering in Sudan since the conflict broke out in 2013. Last month, the head of the UN mission in South Sudan expressed grief concern at the ongoing situation in Pangak town, a stronghold for opposition forces in the Upper Nile region. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.